Hello, this is Herb Warple, Editor-in-Chief of Distribution Center Magazine. Welcome to Counter Talk Radio. In this episode, we'll be chatting with Daniel Rich, Vice President and CIO for Honeywell Building Solutions, which is a part of Honeywell International Incorporated. Rich boasts 22 years in the technology industry and is a leader in global system process and technology integrations, including ERP, PDM, CRM, and security platforms. Well, greetings, Dan. Welcome to the podcast. Could you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, you bet. Thank you very much. My name is Dan Rich, and I am the VP of Connected Service and CIO for Honeywell Building Solutions.
Great. Now, I see that Honeywell recently introduced its outcome-based service for mechanical systems. Can you tell us a little more about this cloud-enabled building management service?
Absolutely. Happy to. So our OBS Mechanical really extends the analytics wider into the HVAC plant, providing better visibility not only on buildings, but also at the level of the critical plant. So items in which real estate owners and property managers have invested significant dollars in, whether those are air handling units, fan coil units, cooling towers, etc., and they expect and have expectations of them running well. So let's take an example of what this could do. We take the air handling units. OBS Mechanical monitors for dirty filter conditions and properly closed or open cooling actuators and so on, and provides information so that we can get to the unit before a problem occurs. It looks at the maintenance, the health of the system, ensuring that we can send a technician out to the site, prepare, monitor, and fix any issues before a customer would know, and improve the operability of the unit.
So this is sort of like the Incredible Hulk version of a traditional BMS, right?
Well, you know what? I'm going to take it and say it's I'd classify it more as maybe the Wonder Woman or Batman of building management systems. I'd say it's an intelligent solution that aims to increase the IQ of a building using analytics. So it turns information into insight and gives our customers better decisions about the business. So I think those two superheroes fit it accordingly.
Great. Dan, what exact metrics does the service observe and report on?
Sure. So through our analytics, we focus on four major KPIs. We look at comfort performance, which is going to improve the comfort, productivity, experience of the occupant. We look at energy performance to help identify more complex or less obvious energy savings that we can bring to light. Maintenance performance and asset health, which is a key performance indicator for overall buildings.
Okay, and I'm assuming these readings are obtained using sensors. How many sensors are we talking, and where exactly are they deployed?
Yes, we do. We use sensors on those different units that we talk about. But depending on the age, some of these assets may have embedded sensors, such as pressure and temperature sensors. So in those cases, the mechanical and analytical rules can be applied without adding any additional investment to sensors. If the sensors are missing, we can look at some of that associated maintenance and automate that with additional sensors that allows us to continuously monitor the condition and components, implement the predictive maintenance strategy.
Okay. This service also provides health updates on individual mechanical systems. Can you share some of the details on how that's done?
Sure. So, you know, like the human body, mechanical systems display symptoms of aging before they completely fail. So outcome-based services for mechanical uses existing data points, temperature sensors, value positions, fan speeds, to determine early issues throughout the HVAC system. When the equipment's operating and designed, the sensors installed, you know, really make the system work flawlessly and improve the values recorded in real time during operation. So outcome-based services compares each value in time versus the optimal design and provides guidance as to what a technician could do to keep it running optimally.
Dan, there's a lot going on here. Is this interface easy to understand for contractors or facility managers?
I think it's absolutely easy for reasons. So number one, the KPIs are displayed in a very intuitive web interface. So all you need is the OBS portal, and you'll have a connection to the dashboards. And those dashboards are catered to the site to give you information you need. And then to help the technician, service cases are generated through a mobile app. They're dispatched to the technicians directly to their mobile phones, so they'll be able to get the insight and build the intimacy of the building, understand what's going on. They'll be able to quickly work on those issues, having a higher productivity, we believe, because they'll go right to where the problems are and give them a better use of their time so they could spend that working on maybe areas that they had in the backlog of work to do Now we'll pinpoint the issues through a nice-to-easy-use mobile app and then work on the areas of concern directly and quickly.
All from the palm of their hand.
All from the palm of their hand, which is excellent.
Is the system proprietary to Honeywell equipment, or can it be used across the entire spectrum?
It's not proprietary. Okay. OBS can integrate seamlessly with any BMS system through our integration gateway. That enables our connectivity to our connected service on third-party systems to provide analytics to the customers so they know how the system's performing and can better manage their service providers.
The next question kind of answers itself, but from an HVACR contractor standpoint, how does this simplify the trade?
Well, I think the asset health information available through OBS Mechanical provides the visibility on real-time health. It really extends the understanding of what's going on in the critical plant. I think it's really a no-brainer for the trades to take advantage of and see the information.
Okay, moving to the next link in the supply chain from an HVACR distributor standpoint, why should I consider stocking this and how should I market it to my dealers?
Well, if you think about what we do on a connected service front, what we offer, OBS is really a service and has that advantage that it doesn't create any inventory, therefore no additional costs, adding in the working capital. It's providing analytics, it's not only an analytics-only solution, but an end-to-end service, so enabling your technicians to have that insight, enabling the dashboards for the customer. So stocking's taken out, it's more providing that monthly service to enable your building to improve its capabilities.
Great. Dan, the ultimate goal is to operate a building as efficiently as possible, which saves owners time and money. Are owners and managers doing a disservice by not utilizing data and services such as the OBS?
Well, qualitative studies have demonstrated that organizations who use data to make decisions on an average are about 5 to 10% more productive and 6% more profitable. And this is where we think OBS is most useful. So I think the answer is yes. The opportunity here to help improve the efficiencies of your building using our OBS mechanical are very easy to use and right at your fingertips.
Great. Now, I know this is a relatively new product, but do you have any live applications out in the field right now? And if so, how's the response been?
Yeah, so although we've only launched OBS about 12 months ago, we're already having customers using this in 25 countries and over 100 sites.
Oh, wow.
Those customers could be at hospitals, skyscrapers, stadiums. We're really seeing a lot of enthusiasm for the product, as once we put it out and show the capabilities, people are pretty excited. I'd also say in some surveys that we've seen, Tower Watson study of companies showed that over a one-year period of time, organizations with high employee engagement levels experience 19% more operating income and almost a 28% growth in their earnings per share. So by having a happy, productive workforce, it can really improve the bottom line. And I know for me, coming into a workspace, I want to be comfortable. I don't want to be too hot or too cold. I want to work just right. The Goldilocks effect, I guess. And it'll help me improve my day-to-day work and help me engage and do better things for the company.
Absolutely. Dan, we've covered quite a bit here. Is there anything else we need to know?
No, I think what I'd really like the listeners to know that if you'd like to learn more about OBS Connected Service or what we do here at Honeywell Building Solutions, certainly you can check out our website. Social media is becoming quite popular. Lots of information out there for you. Or contact me directly, danrich@honeywell.com. Be happy to talk to anybody about this wonderful solution.
Well, thanks, Dan. Thanks for your time so much. We're excited to introduce this to our listeners. This is an outstanding opportunity for them to look into. So thanks for joining us here on the podcast, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Take care.
I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Daniel Rich and learned a little bit more about how your company may benefit by using Honeywell's outcome-based service. May I invite you to check back regularly for new installments here on CounterTalk Radio. And for more information, visit www.distributioncentermag.com. We thank you for tuning in.